Hey, welcome. Today we're diving into advanced stereo imaging in Ableton for drum and bass, with one non-negotiable goal: make things huge without destroying mono compatibility. If your drop collapses when summed mono, you lose the room. So this lesson gives practical chains, exact settings, M/S workflows using stock Ableton devices, and arrangement ideas for rolling DNB. Grab your project and let's get hands-on. First, the big rules to keep in your head. Rule 1. Make everything mono below somewhere between 150 and 250 Hz. For fast, tight DNB, start at 150 Hz. If your sub or res has more harmonic content, push toward 250 Hz. Rule 2. Avoid hostile timing tricks on low frequencies. Don't delay one side under about 400 Hz. Rule 3. Use mid/side processing to cut lows from the sides and to widen above roughly 800 Hz. And finally, check mono all the time with a utility set to width equals 0%. It's the single best habit you can build. Let's set up a mono check on the master channel right now. Insert Ableton's utility on the master. Map a macro or just save a preset named mono check. The width knob should default to 100%. To audition mono, flip it to 0%. Practice toggling that switch while tracking and mixing. Collapse to mono, listen for missing energy, then flip back to stereo and hear what your whiteness are actually doing. Now the backbone. A two-track bass approach. Separate sub and top bass. This gives maximum control and transparency. For the sub track, you want a bulletproof mono low end. Chain these devices in this order. EQ 8 first. Set a high pass at around 20 Hz to remove an audible rumble. Next, a saturator for tasteful harmonic content. Soft clip. Drive between 1 and 3 dB is perfect. Try 2.5 dB as a starting point and keep dry/wet moderate if using parallel. Then a compressor or glue compressor to tame peaks. Attack very fast, 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. A setting like attack equals 1.3 ms and release equals 120 ms works well. Follow that with a surgical EQA to tame buildups, and finish with a utility set to width equals 0%, so this whole track is forced mono. Keep the sub track simple and most of the time only play it in drop sections. For the top bass track, we want character and stereo motion without low-end smear. Start with your synth or sampler feeding harmonics and mids. Add parallel saturator or a dedicated return for saturation. If you use the saturator in line, try dry/wet between 25 and 40% so the core remains clean. Crucially, insert EQ8 and switch it to mid/side mode. In M/S mode, set a high pass for the sides. Start at about 200 Hz and adjust between 150 and 400 Hz depending on the patch, with a steep 24 dB/oct slope. This removes low information from the sides and keeps the low fundamentals mono. Optionally boost the mid around 200 to 400 Hz slightly to retain punch if needed. Add a simple delay for a subtle highs effect. Left delay around 4 to 8 milliseconds, right delay 8 to 12 milliseconds. Sync off. Zero feedback. Dry/wet around 8 to 12%. Keep it subtle and mostly affecting higher content. Then a chorus or frequency shifter with small depth. Depth 5 to 15%. Rate very low, like 0.1 to 0.4 Hz. And dry/wet 8 to 15%. Finish with a global cleanup EQ8, then a utility. You can push width to 110 or 120% for a small wider feel, but don't go wild. The idea: sub is strictly mono, top bass provides stereo body and motion. Next up, drums. Keep core transient center and spread tails and textures. Kick stays mono. Either keep it as a mono sample or use utility width equals 0%. For snare, keep the transient in the mid. Route the snare tail to a return for reverb or gated texture, so the main hit stays punchy in the center. Overheads, hats, and percussion can be wider, but use M/S on overheads. Set a side high pass around 400 to 800 Hz so low simple energy stays in the mid and only shimmer is wide. Use chorus or auto pan for tiny motion only. Depth under 8% and slow rates under 1 Hz. On your drum bus, compress lightly with glue compressor. Attack 10 to 30 ms to preserve transients. Release 60 to 120 ms and aim for 1 to 3 dB of glue. Do not slap a broad width increase on the whole drum bus. That tends to smear the transients and collapse in mono. Returns are where you create stereo panoramas without endangering the center. Build a short plate reverb return. Small size. Decay 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Predelay 20 to 40 ms. High cut around 6 to 8 kHz. and a low cut around 800 to 1200 Hz, so the reverb sits in the top end. Put EQ8 on the return in M/S and S side high pass at 1500 to 2000 Hz if you want the stereo tail to be bright and airy only. Add a compressor on the return side chain to the kick to duck the reverb on impact threshold, so you get roughly 2 to 4 dB of ducking. Release around 70 to 150 ms. Make a ping pong delay return for fills and FX, different left and right delay times, feedback around 10 to 25%, and dry/wet between 20 and 35% for effect use. If the delay brings in low content, insert a utility before the delay to force mono below about 400 Hz or high pass the return. If you want a single corrective approach for problematic tracks, use EQ8 in mid/side mode. Add a side high pass at 150 to 400 Hz, 24 dB per octave. Maybe add a small cut on the sides between 400 and 800 Hz if clutter pops up. Use a mid boost sparingly to retain body. That one EQ8 often solves a lot of low side leakage without third-party tools. Phase and mono checking is critical. Use the utility width equals 0% on the master and listen. If elements disappear or lose power, identify suspects by inserting another utility on individual tracks and flipping phase on left or right. If flipping the phase changes the sound, you have phase cancellation. Solo the side content by using EQ8 in M/S and muting the mid to hear what's in the sides. Typical fixes: remove hostile short delays under about 20 ms on low content, convert the offending source to mono, or reduce side level. This audio version is shortened for playback.